Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Probably the fact that we have plenty of clean running water in this country is something we take for granted all the time. And you'll know what it feels like if you've ever had to have the water turned off in your house for whatever reason, or you've been in a county where there's been, boil water notices. So you might have a little glimpse, but it's only one step on a ladder that's very, very high, unfortunately, in many countries where people don't have access to clean water, so much so that it leads to really serious illnesses and high infant mortality. The reason why we're talking about this today is World Water Day, and with me on the line I have Mick Toolan, who's the founder of Water for Cameroon. Mick, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, Wendy.
Mick, one of the things, the interesting perspectives you have is you founded Water for Cameroon in 2007, and I think you've constructed over 70 wells. What difference have you seen it make in terms of the kind of before and after in the community where these wells have been constructed?
Yeah, it's to an extent, it's a bit like the difference between light and darkness. You know, you get a situation where these people have basically no water whatsoever. If you can visualize a very remote community, basically out in the middle of nowhere, there's no roads, only dirt tracks to walk on. There's no electricity, there's no services, there's nothing, just a small community living together there. And they normally get their water from what we would call a ditch, you know, just a place where water will gather through either rain, of course, in the rainy season, or if somebody digs a little bit of a hole, some little bit of water will come to the surface. But animals, all kinds of things, will use that for drinking. And these people, they've no choice but to take that. You know, they know it's not good for them. I don't think they know the full extent of how bad it is, but they don't have a choice. So they try to filter out bits and pieces of what they can see, like leaves and dirt and things like that. But the bacteria is still in there. So that results in lots of sickness. And virtually every family you'll meet will have somebody with stomach problems coming from that kind of thing. So when a well goes in, they now have a whole different scenario. It's just like, you know, an incredible situation for them. They can go to this place where they can get water, and they control it themselves. We help them to make sure, look, have it open at certain times. Don't just leave it for anyone to come along. Manage it yourself. So we have the person there who does that. Her name is Cheryl, and she gives these talks at the time when the well is going in. So you go from that pool of dirty water to this place where people can come and bring buckets, basins, containers and things like that, and go home with safe drinking water. So it's a huge thing.
And in terms of what the current situation is like in Cameroon at the moment, Mick, especially with the pandemic, has that made work more difficult?
To some extent, the work for us is really about money. You know, there's been a war going on there for at least 4 years. That's made life difficult for the people there and what the Cameroon trying to do things. But the work is still going on in spite of that. Then you add COVID on top of that. And actually, I just spoke to Cheryl 20 minutes ago or so, and the situation now in certainly in Bemenda, where she is for the next few days, which is a city close to where we work, all of the hospitals are full. They're turning people away that are coming there with COVID symptoms. And it's just really bad from that point of view. But we're still trying to work around that. For example, the government there hasn't as yet brought in any real rules. They're just saying be careful and things like that. For example, Sarah told me this morning that the taxis there, which are bush taxis, basically, if you can imagine a small Opel Corsa, a small car, there can be up to 8 people crammed into that. I mean, I've been in them many times myself, and they're not the safest place to be, as you can imagine. And, like, that's a driver in the front with at least 2 people sitting beside him, possibly 3, and 4 in the back. Now, you add that to a COVID situation, nobody or very few people wearing masks, the market is open, people flooding in, and all this kind of thing. So it's not a great situation for trying to control something like COVID. But one of the things we're trying to do is we're helping Sarah with a clinic there in both in Bemenda and in a small village called Bamasing. And she's having COVID talks there, going out to the community, for example, in Bamasing, talking to them just about basic stuff. Look, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Try to keep a distance. We tried to give out some masks. We did get some funding for a project just recently, specifically on this, but the funding is gone for that. Now, all of that is so difficult, especially especially when you haven't got water, you know, to tell people to wash their hands and well, where are we going to get the water, you know? So it just compounds the whole thing. But we're beavering on, trying to do the best that we can. And the limiting factor at the moment, apart from those challenges, is funding. That's the big thing.
And today is World Water Day, and speaking of funding, you're launching a fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about it, Mick, what you're hoping to do with the money and how people can get involved.
Yeah, we're hoping to raise €18,000, and the idea would be to, if we're able to achieve that, to construct 4 wells and have money also for COVID training, for CERO, to go out into the community and bring some masks and soap and things like that, go through the basics with the community and things like that. So that's what we're hoping. And the fundraiser is happening through GoFundMe.com. So if anybody would like to help out, they can go in there and they'll see what they need to do to contribute if they would like to do that.
Okay, so what do people search for? They just search for Water for Cameroon on GoFundMe.com. That's great, Mick.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us on the programme today and for highlighting this issue. That's Mick Toolan there, the founder of Water for Cameroon. And as Mick mentioned there, if you want to get involved with that fundraiser, you just search for Water for Cameroon on GoFundMe.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.